Hey there and welcome to the Your Life Matters podcast, part of the Empowering Online Podcast and Coaching Series from mustardseedcoaching.co.uk. Hey friends, hope you're well. Thank you for joining me in today's podcast for Your Life Matters. This is episode 4, 6 steps to living a more fulfilling life. That's 6 steps to living a more fulfilling life. My name's Chris Allen, sharing my passion and energy for well-being, personal growth and healing for the heart, mind, body and soul. My calling is to help you break the chains of life that have been holding you back from the life that you want, the life that you need and the life that you truly deserve. So today's podcast quote is by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Who says, "The happiness of life is made up of minute fractions. The little soon forgotten charities of a kiss, a smile, a kind look, a heartfelt compliment in the disguise of playful raillery, and the countless other infinitesimals of pleasurable thought and genial feeling." Now, there's a sort of a poetic flavour to that, isn't there, to that quote? So I'm just going to read it again, and then we can have a look at how it breaks down. "The happiness of life is made up of minute fractions. The little soon-forgotten charities of a kiss, a smile, a kind look, a heartfelt compliment in the disguise of a playful raillery, and the countless other infinitesimals of pleasurable thought and genial feeling." And as much as that is quite hard to read out, I love what Samuel says here because I believe he hits the nail on the head. True happiness isn't necessarily found in big, shiny, expensive things, grand gestures, or the biggest gifts money can buy. It's actually in the smaller things of substance that make a difference in the moment. Things that touch the heart and cause sparks to fly. Essentially, it's the little things in life that matter the most. Yes, there's still a place for big, exciting gifts or splashing out once in a while to treat yourself, but it's the simple, genuine, soul-touching things that give us that warm glow inside of true happiness. Are you ready to live a satisfying and fulfilled life? What would such a life look like and feel like for you? Now, obviously, such a life would be quite different to each of us. We'd all have our own understanding of what we're looking for from that, or what we'd expect, or what we want to experience from that. So what would your fulfilled life look like? What would it sound like? What would it feel like? Just take a wee moment to think carefully about that now. And I'm sure that if we thought carefully about what we really wanted from life, each one of us would have a very personal vision of what we think that fulfillment would be and what it would mean to us. But what is the key to living a fulfilled life? What is the missing jigsaw piece in so many of our lives? If it were slotted in, it would just fill such a gap to enable us to make powerful changes. What can make the difference for us to start living the fulfilled life of our dreams? Well, the answer is your life purpose. That's the key that opens the door to a truly satisfying and fulfilling life. But like with any journey, you need to take action by reaching for the handle and opening the door to start you on your journey. You need to put your life purpose to use and unlock the blessings that are waiting for you. Let me ask you another question. What do you really want in life? Now, I've worked with hundreds of people over the years helping them to identify their life purposes, and it's become clear that one of the key obstacles to people really understanding what their life purpose is that they're looking for it in the wrong places. Perhaps you've heard the old story of the man who loses his car keys in the street, and his friends find him out on his hands and knees, hunting desperately in the gutter where the street lamp light is shining. And when the friends ask him what he's doing, he tells them that he's lost his keys down the dark alley and he's trying to find them. and slightly bewildered, they ask him why he isn't actually looking in the dark alley if that's where the keys are. To which he replies, "But it's much brighter here." Think about that for a moment. With a bit extra effort and perhaps assistance from friends, he might have found his keys quicker in the dark alley instead of wasting time looking in the wrong place for the wrong reasons. Now, if you worked out what you truly desire, what your passions are in life, and started to see what your purpose really is, although you can ask others for advice, you'll still have to make your own choices in the end. Where will you start your journey? Where will the door lead you? How will you move forward? It doesn't have to be perfect, of course, and it might never actually be as you would like it to be, but it could be as close as making a decision to take action. Fulfillment comes from a life of meaningful growth and achievement, and from being present in each moment while moving in the direction that we want to move. But for many of us, there's often a disconnected link between what we want to do with our lives, what we actually do daily, and our ability to enjoy and focus on each moment as it is. So in today's podcast, I want you to just consider using the following 6 steps to realize, understand, and find genuine fulfillment in your life. So our first step is to learn to listen to your heart. Learn to listen to your heart. One of the most important lessons to learn is to listen to your heart and how it speaks to you, how it communicates to you, what signals it gives to you. So how do you know what you really want? You could spend some time analysing this and coming up with a few good ideas, but remember that we often act based on how we feel inside about something, and that inner prompt comes from the heart. Your heart reflects your innermost feelings and desires, and it's your true guide for hard decisions. Your heart has an important voice, so listen to it and be open to what your heart's telling you. Your heart will often challenge against your rational thinking in favour of instinct, that gut feeling, or your passion for something, and faith. So take 15 to 20 minutes of time out now to listen to what your heart's desires are. Close your eyes and listen to the emotions and feelings that your heart's actually giving you. And perhaps you may be in a situation just now where you just need to take some quiet time to just be quiet and listen to what your heart's really telling you about it. Number 2 is to build the courage to follow your heart. Build the courage to follow your heart. Now, when you're able to listen to your heart and understand better what it's trying to say to you, where it's trying to lead you, the difficulty then comes in putting that into action. If our heart's challenging us to behave in a way we might not normally be comfortable with, or in a manner that might be unpopular with other people, you might struggle to take that action, or perhaps lack the courage to follow your heart straight away. But just keep focused on what your heart is saying to you and develop an understanding of how it speaks to you so you can learn to recognize its voice. Trust your heart's guidance, and also trust your own decisions, choices, and actions. Step 3 is to turn your desires into goals. Turn your desires into goals. As you start to discover your passions and things that you need to be fulfilled, realizing all the things that are important to you in life, you should define clear goals to help make them a reality. You'll find using a clear, measurable milestone with your goal planning helps to split your goals into easier to achieve tasks. And you might have multiple milestones just depending on the length of your goals and the time scale that you want to achieve it in. And by using these milestones to split your goals down into easier achievable tasks, you'll actually motivate yourself to make them happen better. Make sure your goals are actually achievable by breaking them down into smaller steps, and you'll have a path to follow you. You'll have a path to follow to your desired result, being able to see your own progress. As soon as you achieve one of the steps towards your goal, it's time to celebrate and enjoy your success before moving on to the next. Number four is to turn your goals into habits. Turn your goals into habits. As your goals begin coming together and your hopes, passions, and dreams are being fulfilled in life, don't stop there. Turn these action goals into habits and behaviours that your life can benefit from. If your goal was to lose weight, to feel more confident in yourself and happier with your self-image, then maintain the successful, healthier lifestyle changes that make you feel physically better too. It'll improve your overall well-being as you feel healthier and happier. If your goal is to spend more quality time with your children or your partner, don't just let it falter after one or two evenings of together time. Keep it going and you'll all benefit from the bonding and the support for each other. If you're trying to improve your career prospects by finding a new job, make the most of the opportunity to build your experience with further study and certifications before you change roles to give you the best chances as possible. Step five is to open your mind to the new possibilities that change can bring you. Open your mind to the new possibilities that change can bring you. Now, having become more open to what your heart is saying to you, there's a good chance you can also discover new options and ideas that you hadn't considered before. Quite often our hearts will share something with us that's beyond what you're actually currently experiencing and what you can see in the moment. If you don't open your mind to new possibilities and directions that come when we make changes in our lives or careers, you may actually miss out on some of the best options or what we truly need at that time. Having a closed mind limits you, but having an open mind makes you limitless. We need to remember, though, that change happens naturally as part of life, and sometimes we need to modify our desires and goals based on the situation at hand. You know, our goals and dreams and desires may be fantastic, they may have a great end result, but at some point they may not be as practical, and that might just be a timing thing. It might need to be repositioned or replanned. That doesn't mean we should stop trying, though, because it becomes harder than expected or it isn't the outcome that we would have liked. Instead, we should be open to new ways of achieving our goals or looking at the situation from another angle to get the best understanding of the situation and consider all our options. Step six is to practice being satisfied. Practice being satisfied. Many people don't know how to be satisfied with what they've got, or even recognize the good things that life brings them. In their search for more, or the next big thing, they waste the blessing that life's already given them. Now, this could be through materialism, or the peer pressure to keep up with people in our social circles, or even a misguided view of what success is. Of course, everyone has their own idea of what success means to them, but there can become a thin line between contentment and greed. How many times have you heard someone say, "Oh, if I just had a little bit more of X, Y, or Z, I'd be able to," or "if I just had another day off, I could"? Well, have a look at the special things that you have in life and reevaluate what these things actually bring to you already. It could be quality time with your children, having flexibility in your weekend schedules or your weekly schedules, money left over to save after the bills are covered. That's always a good one, isn't it? Job security, a loving relationship. Hobbies that give you either peace and quiet or exciting activity and escapism. Which of the things you already have could lead you closer to fulfillment just by recognizing them and showing more gratitude for them, investing more time in them and nurturing them? Are they enough for you? Can you build upon them and grow them to seek or gain something more substantial and significant? Or can you make do with what you already have? Fulfillment could come as easily as changing the way you perceive something and adjusting your attitudes, habits, and the way you behave in a given situation. So use these 6 steps as a guide to living a more fulfilling life, and then watch as change starts to happen around you. Okay, so another question for you. Do you struggle with stress or anxiety, perhaps from work pressures, family issues, or maybe even emotions that you feel that sometimes are consuming you? Or maybe you find that you can be so on edge at times that you end up just catastrophizing even the smallest of changes to your routine. Regardless of the source, the feeling of stress and the anxiety it brings us can build up and feel quite intense in the moment, and our perception of it changes it into something bigger, a bigger issue than it actually is. It changes our mood, it makes us irritable, less likely to notice any positive wins in our day, and it starts to drag us down. It makes us feel quite fed up, doesn't it? But what if you had a way to quickly find peace in that moment, to shut off that inner voice of negative self-talk and self-sabotage, to help you feel relief from the clouds of doubt and to bring a sense of clarity to the situation and a clear and refocused mind? Well, I want to introduce you to something called breathing space, which is a powerful grounding technique that I've developed to use with my clients to help them find peace and calm when their minds are working 10 to the dozen and not letting them switch off properly. It's designed to distract you from your pressing thoughts, and it changes your state of mind and physiology. It helps you to focus and control your breathing better, and it calms down that random head noise. The great news is you can get this video training completely free when you register for Your Life Matters, the empowering online podcast and well-being coaching series. And you'll find the registration form on our website at www.mustardseedcoaching.co.uk. All you have to do is fill out the form and we'll send you a link to the video of the training so you can benefit from this great technique by watching and listening and trying it along with me in a step-by-step video guide. Now, right below this podcast on the website is a clip for you to learn more about our free breathing space training, which is an awesome video to try along with. Plus, there's actually a PDF workbook and an audio MP3 course version too. So take this chance to manage your stress and anxiety with this free training. Well, my name's Chris Allen from MustardSeedCoaching.co.uk, and I want to thank you again for joining me in today's podcast for Your Life Matters. This was episode 4, 6 Steps to Living a More Fulfilling Life, which I hope you found helpful and inspiring. And don't forget to register for Your Life Matters well-being newsletter with quotes, affirmations, download links, helpful life tools and tips, and other encouragement too, so you can get advance notice of all our podcast releases, special offers, courses, and products. So until next time, thank you for listening. Take care and God bless.